Coit.
Uh-huh.
Out of Coit Stopper. Yeah, sometimes be a Coit Stopper.
Uh-huh. You know, something that people used to, musical instrument people used to play, they'd take it and they'd blow on it like this.
Muff a haw.
Okay. What about the one they'd go, they'd hold it in their teeth and they'd twang it?
Uh-huh.
What was that?
That's that we call that a fiddler.
No, you'd put it in your mouth. It's just a little thing about this long. And
that's a harp. Oh, them harps.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
The tongue.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's the tongue. Go twist it. Oh, the tongue.
What if you have a buggy?
They have shares to eat.
Uh-huh. And you know on the wagon wheel, the thing that goes across and holds one wheel to the other, that's the...
That's the axle.
Huh?
That's the axle to the wagon.
Okay. And you know you have the hub of the wheel,
uh-huh.
Then the spokes come out and they fit into the...
Tire.
Uh-huh. What's the tire made out of?
Sometimes it's wood. The inside of wood, the outside of iron.
Did you ever hear a special name for that inside wood part?
Mm-hmm. Well, I forgot what it was.
Did you ever hear of a felly or feller?
A feller. We call that a feller. A feller. The feller done fell out the wheel. Yeah, the feller done fell out the wheel.
Well,
and, you know, you used to put that... Yeah, that tie, get it off of there, that wheel, and put them water and tighten it back.
What part?
So we done it too many times.
What part was the fella?
That inside round that iron, right? We done it many times. Tighten, put that, cut that wheel down and put it in the bow. And tighten so that water can tighten it.
You know, if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto, you call that the...
Santa, what do you think?
But, you know, if you have a wagon and a horse, the traces hook onto the...
The single tree.
Okay. What if you have two horses?
That's the double tree.
Okay. And when you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts, that's called
the plow, the trench, the plow cut,
yeah.
Huh?
A four.
That's a, yeah, that's a four.
Uh-huh.
That's a four.
Did you ever do any plowing?
I got a funny walk bone with that way. Papa never did have me to fly. Never did.
You know.
We stalled. Papa didn't put me out there to fly. Cause I wasn't no count.
You know, when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Call him the fastest hoe. He got the lead.
Mm-hmm.
He the fastest.
What's the other one?
He's slow.
And say if before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him before you can hitch him up? You have to
put the gear on.
Okay. What's another name for the gears?
To put the gear and the bushings on it. They put the gear up and the bushings on it.
Okay.
When you hitch him up to the wagon.
And say if your hair was messed up, you could use a comb and a...
Comb and comb. Yeah, comb. Well, we used to do that, brush him and comb.
Uh-huh. You'd use a comb and a...
Mm-hmm, brush him.
Uh-huh.
Color comb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we comb. And brush him too.
You brush him with the...